This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections reaches its last leg. Voting in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across seven states and a union territory on the 1st of June. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Odisha, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is set to address three election rallies in the state today. He is scheduled to address his first public meeting at Bayupada under Mayurbhanj parliamentary constituency, followed by a public meeting at Rimuna under Balasore parliamentary constituency. His last public meeting will be held at Barua in Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is also scheduled to campaign today in Odisha. In Bihar, senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will hold three election rallies in Ara, Buxar and Patna Sahib Lok Sabha constituencies. BJP State President and Deputy Chief Minister Samraj Chaudhary will also address public meetings in Jahanabad, Karakat, Nalanda, Sasaram and Pataliputra Lok Sabha constituencies. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will campaign in different parts of Pataliputra parliamentary constituency in support of her daughter and the RJD candidate. RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will hold public meetings in Sasaram, Karakat, Buxar and Pataliputra parliamentary constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will address four rallies. Today he will be in Maharajganj, Devariya, Balia Sonbhadra and Ghazipur. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign for party candidate into the Assembly constituency where by-polls will be held in the final phase of elections. He will later address rallies in Robertsganj and Mirzapur Lok Sabha constituencies also. Dimpal Yadav, wife of Akhilesh Yadav, will hold a roadshow in Kushinagar today. Women voters have outnumbered men by 3% in the sixth phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This was disclosed by Election Commission yesterday. The poll panel released the absolute number of voters who voted in the sixth phase of Lok Sabha polls, which was held on Saturday. According to the report, 64.95% of eligible female voters exercised their franchise compared to 61.95% of eligible male voters. Moreover, the turnout among the third gender recorded at 18.67%, indicating a diverse engagement in the electoral process. The State Bank of India, SBI, yesterday released a report anticipating India's GDP growth at 7.4% in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2023-24, while the overall growth could touch 8%. The report released by the SBI's Economic Research Department highlights the potential impact of global economic resilience on India's growth trajectory. The report identifies a consistent growth trend across both urban and rural sectors in India. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has admitted that Islamabad violated an agreement with India in 1999. His revelation came to light at a Pakistan Muslim League PMLN General Council meeting yesterday. During the meeting, Sharif said the then Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee visited Lahore and signed the Lahore Declaration on February 21, 1999. The agreement aimed to promote peace and stability between India and Pakistan. However, shortly after the signing, Pakistani troops infiltrated the Kargil district in Jammu and Kashmir, leading to the Kargil War, Sharif said. Indian Army Major Radhika Sen has been selected to receive the 2023 UN Military Gender Advocate of the Year Award. The award recognizes her advocacy for women and girls while serving as a peacekeeper. In arm wrestling, the Indian contingent has clinched a total of 7 medals, including 1 gold and 6 bronze medals at the Asian Championship 2024 in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.